Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. And we go now to our CT Business Now segment and our CT Business Now recall segment. We bring in Barbara Coleman Heckler, who, Ray, you didn't get a chance to meet. You were away. Barbara came in one morning and joined me in Kathleen in studio. She's
nice.
The president of the Southington Chamber of Commerce. Barbara, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you today?
How is everybody in your household holding up in this situation?
Dang. Yeah, well, you know, right now everybody's sleeping, so they're doing well.
Nice.
Right now.
Oh, that's nice.
We are actually coping. I have two college students who are very disciplined, and they're doing their work, and they are also working remotely for their jobs, and my husband's working remotely for his. So we all seem to be able to find our own space and, you know, come together at dinner time. So that's the plus.
Hey, how are you? Let me just ask you this. I read something that a lot of students now, college students, are not necessarily satisfied with what they're getting online, partially mm-hmm. because a lot of their professors just, you know, they didn't see this. Well, nobody saw this coming. Are they happy with it? Or do they feel they're getting their money's worth?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. We have two. One's at the University of Georgia, one's at James Madison in Virginia, and one is studying to be a physician assistant, and it's drastically changed the way she's having classes because you can't do your lab classes, over the internet. It's just not the same doing experimentation. And then, you know, it's not the same for my other daughter who's down at UGA studying pre-law because you're not in a forum where you're having an open discussion and sharing ideas and information and, challenging one another. So it's a new way of learning. And as a parent who's paying tuition, it's a little bit difficult because you pay for them to be there for the whole experience. So it's been challenging.
Barbara's in her second tour of duty as president of the Southington Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, this is a time where small businesses are going through hell. From the people who you've talked to, what's the biggest concern they have, Barbara?
Oh, the biggest concern is, you know, when the economy and business is going to start, restart itself. When is everybody going to get back to work, and are they going to get back to work? And then when you do get back to work, what's the dynamic? What is that going to look like? And that's one of the things that we are trying to work with our businesses on to get them to come up with some type of plan now for those that are closed. You know, it's not just going to be let me open my doors and business is going to run as usual.
Right.
It's going to be a gradual process of bringing your employees back into the workforce and what that means for your products or services. It's changed a lot.
Well, and Barbara, if you think about it, if, for example, you had to lay people off because you just couldn't sustain the business, you know, mm-hmm. then you got to hire, at least bring those people back if you can, or get a new staff. Stocking, if you're a restaurant, getting all the supplies in, that's going to be problematic. You're facing some real challenges here.
Huge challenges. It's nationally the challenges that we're going to face. Our economy is a shared resource in the country. And so what happens in one state affects its adjacent states and so on. I think that there is a lot of angst in terms of what are we going to look like as a state when everything opens up. Because we are always going to be faced with that concern, that health concern that brought us to this point as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of dynamic going on for the individual employer, their employees. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Barbara, how important is communications for you as the president of the chamber to your members to assure them that they're going to get through this?
That's the key. Communication is the key all the time, no matter what. The difference now is that where we have had multiple channels through which we can communicate, now we find ourselves all in the mode of technology and webinars. Everything's webinar, 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 or cell phone. And that changes the personal dynamic and the relationship, the business relationship as well. But we've been trying really hard to stay connected to our other chambers in the state, stay connected to our state departments, Department of Economic Development, the Department of Labor, the Governor's Office, so that we can get timely information out to all of our member businesses and help them utilize those resources that are available to them. So whether it be through the CARES Act or the Shared Work Program, there are so many, they're just being inundated with information. So communication, breaking that down, what is important for them to receive, that's the key. We've been getting a really positive feedback from our members, and not just our members. I field questions and emails and have conversations with people every day who have never even been a member of the chamber and now are interested in joining. So, there is a lot going on in terms of communication, but it's just been changed.
Well, and one of the big things is, I know, for example, up at the Avon Chamber of Commerce, they have like a happy hour once a month. It's a way for you guys to get together and get to know each other, and that's taken away, obviously.
Well, it's changed its format. So where we can't get together physically in person,
right,
a lot of our chambers are moving their forums to Zoom conferencing or, whatever format they use for webinars.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing that as well. When I'm finished speaking with you, I'm going to be getting on with our Chamber in the Morning program, which used to be one Wednesday a month. Now we're doing it two Wednesdays, the first and third Wednesday of every month from 9 to 10 a.m. And the other thing that we've done is we've opened it up during this time to those businesses that are also not yet members of the chamber. It gives them an opportunity to stay connected with the business community, to learn a little bit about the benefit of being a member of the chamber. And then hopefully when all this is over, some of those businesses will remember and they'll decide to make a membership investment with our organization.
A couple more minutes with Barbara Coleman-Heckler. She's the executive director of the Southington Chamber of Commerce. It seems, Barbara, like this has gone on forever, and in reality, it's only a month. From talking to your members, do you get the sense that they're okay now, but if it goes for another month, then they'll really be like the rest of us, stir crazy and even more concerned? Or are they at that stage right now?
No, I think there's a heightened angst that comes every day that we stay home, stay safe with this mandated shutdown. For the businesses that are operating, there are some businesses that are operating that are doing well that have been deemed essential, which, by the way, I think is a terrible term because I know we understand it in the context of the health virus, what it means to be an essential business, but the reality is that every business is essential to the individual business owner and to the employees because that's their livelihood. So, there's a lot of concern with some of the businesses who have not yet been able to open up. You take a lot of your salons, your barbershops, chambers themselves. We're working remotely, but everybody is wondering what's going to happen when I go to open my doors. I haven't been able to service my customers or my clients.
And depending on the state, mm-hmm. essential businesses may be defined differently. For example,
sure.
Barbershops. The governor in Michigan is just out of her mind. You can't sell, flower seeds and stuff like that, and garden supplies. So it mm-hmm. is kind of random, and that makes it difficult, too.
Yeah, there is no playbook for what we are facing right now. And there's a lot of varying opinions and levels of risk that people are willing to take. We have to remember the most important thing we could do is stay healthy, stay safe, stay healthy, try not to you know, be in a situation where we're spreading the disease. And you know, hopefully we'll see this all end very soon.
Barbara, we hear the phone ringing. Somebody's probably trying to get you for your Zoom conference.
Yeah,
so we'll let you go. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon. Barbara Coleman-Heckler, the Executive Director of the Southington Chamber of Commerce. Thanks, Barbara.
Appreciate it. You be well, as always.
Thank you.
Good luck to you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.